这本圣经有几个主要的内容。
There are several topics in this Bible.
其中有一个项目就是祷告。
And one of them is prayer.
几乎圣经有66卷，几乎每一卷都有谈到祷告。
There are 66 books in the Bible, and almost every single one of them mention prayer.
以斯帖记这整本书里头没有提到神这个字。
In the book of
Esther,
it does not mention God, the word God.
但是我们可以很清楚地从这本书里头看到神的作为。
But in this book, we can clearly see the actions of God.
从这本书我们可以很清楚地看到神的带领，神的安排。
In this book, we can clearly see the guidance and the preparation from God.
那为什么会有神的作为，会有神的带领？
And why are there actions from God?
一个很关键的事情就是祷告。
One of the key points is prayer.
所以祷告，这本圣经其实就是一本祷告的书。
And this Bible is a book of prayer.
所以记载着很多古圣徒他们的祷告。
So it records many of the ancient saints and their prayers.
记载着很多有关于祷告的教训。
And it records many teachings on prayer.
我们在下午的要用二十分钟祷告前我们再一次的来学习有关祷告的事情。
This afternoon, we would like to spend 20 minutes prior to our prayer to learn about prayer.
我们请来看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上十七章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
我们来学习什么叫做全人的祷告。
Let's learn what it means to pray in totality.
十七章第一节这是以利亚先知对亚哈所讲的话。
In chapter 17, verse 1, it's what Elijah told Ahab.
他说他如果不祷告的话，这几年就不会降露，不会下雨。
And he said,that there shall be no dew nor rain for these years except at my word.
好，那我们再跳过来看十八章的第一节。
Let's jump to chapter 18, verse 1.
过了许久，到第三年，神的话临到以利亚说：“你去使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。”
Verse 1, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth.
在这里说到了第三年这几年当中都没有下雨。
He mentions that on the third year, which means that in those years it did not rain.
那这个亚哈，因为这是以利亚对亚哈王所说的。
This is what Elijah had told Ahab.
我若不祷告就不会下雨。
If I do not pray, there will be no rain nor dew.
那这个不下雨，这是大事情。
And to not have rain, that is a great matter.
老百姓的大事情就是国王的大事情。
It is a great matter for the citizens, hence it's a big matter for the king.
那以利亚已经跟国王讲，我不祷告就不会下雨。
And Elijah had told the king that if I don't pray, there will be no rain.
所以如果要天下雨，以利亚看来是一个关键人物。
So if you want the rain, then Elijah is a key person.
所以亚哈王无论如何，他要把这个以利亚找出来。
So for King Ahab, he has to find Elijah.
但是他怎么努力，就是找不到以利亚。
But no matter how hard he tried, he could not find Elijah.
那十八章第一节是神叫以利亚说：“你去让亚哈能够见到你，找到你。”
In chapter 18, God told Elijah to present himself to Ahab so Ahab can find him.
因为神说我要降雨在这个地上。
And because God said, I will send rain on the earth.
好，我们再跳过来看十八章四十一节。
Let's jump to chapter 18, verse 41.
四十一节，以利亚就对亚哈说：“你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。”
Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain."
在三年多前，以利亚就是凭着对神的信心，所以他对亚哈做了那个不下雨的宣告。
And 3 years prior, because of his faith, Elijah proclaimed to Ahab that there will be no rain.
那四十一节，以利亚对亚哈说， 哦、有多雨的响声呢，就是要下雨了。
And in verse 41 of chapter 18, Elijah now say that there is a sound of abundance of rain.、
哦、所以他也凭着对神的信心，给亚哈王这样的应许。
And he made this promise through his faith in God.
那以利亚接下来就也凭着对神的信心，他来做祷告。
And following that, with his faith, Elijah prayed to God.
四十二节说，亚哈就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，啊，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。
Verse 42, so Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees.
二十二节讲到这个王跟以利亚先知啊，他们有完全不一样的举动。
In verse 42, it mentions how the actions of the king and that of Elijah are completely different.
啊，他们对要有多雨的响声，快要下雨了啊，他们的不同的反应。
Their reaction to having the sound of abundance of rain is completely different.
啊，这个亚哈啊，就真的去吃喝了。
Ahab went to eat and drink.
啊，他本来为了这件事情，应该也是很忧愁。
Originally, he probably was very anxious about this.
啊，这个他是国王啊，这个已经这么久没有下雨，到处是饥荒。
He was the king, and it hadn't rained for so long that there's famine everywhere.
那他现在可以好好的去吃喝。
But now he can finally go eat and drink.
因为要下雨了。
Because it's about to rain.
那这是不是亚哈的信心呢？
Is this Ahab's faith?
我们自己想想看，这是信心，这是他的信心吗？
Let's think about this. Is this his faith?
其实他是，也可以说他是要看，我看你这个以利亚，你怎么让天下雨？
It's possible that he was just sitting back to enjoy the show to see if Elijah can make it rain.
那以利亚的反应是，他就到加密山顶上去。
And for Elijah, his reaction was going up to Carmel.
那什么叫做虔诚的祷告
？And what is this prayer of totality？
以利亚在这里的祷告就是一个全人的祷告。
Elijah's prayer here is one of totality.
这里说他上了加密的山顶。
Here it says he went to top of Carmel.
在没有上山顶之前。他在哪里
？Before he went up the mountain, where was he？
我们请看三十九节。
Let's read 39.
众民看见了，就俯伏在地，说：“主是神，主是神。”
Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
这个事情也是发生在加密山上。
This event also took place on Mount Carmel.
众百姓看到神从天上降下火来，烧尽了以利亚的献祭。
The people have seen the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice.
所以他们就很感动，他们趴在地上说：“主是神，主是神。”
So they were moved and they fell onto their faces and proclaimed that the Lord is God.
这个以利亚竟然吩咐从天上降下火来。
Elijah was able to command fire to come down from the heavens.
这位真神听了以利亚的呼求。
This true God in heaven had listened to the prayer of Elijah.
这是他们从来没有看过的事情。
This is something that the Israelites had not seen before.
因为这件事情让他们必须确定，他们所这个以色列的列祖所拜的是神。
But because of this event, that it reconfirms for them.The Lord that their ancestors had worshipped.
四十节。
Verse 40.
以利亚对他们说：“拿住巴利的先知，不容一人逃脱。”众人就拿住他们。以利亚带他们到基顺河边，在那里杀了他们。
And Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there.
长期以来，这些百姓受这些假先知的迷惑。
For a long time, the Israelites had believed in the false prophets.
长期以来，因为这些迷惑，所以他让这些百姓远离真神。
And because they followed the false prophets, they departed from true God in heaven.
所以以利亚先知说，抓住所有的这些假先知。
And that is why Elijah said, "Seize all the false prophets."
带到基顺河边，把他们杀了。
And executed them by the brook of Kishon.
这个以利亚先知在一时之间成了这些百姓的中心人物。
And this one incident, Elijah became the leader for the Israelites.
这些百姓在那边欢呼着，主是神，主是神。
And the people cheered that the Lord is God.
那在四十二节，以利亚离开人群，他再一次的上了山顶。
Now in verse 42, Elijah once again departed from the people and went up to the mountain Carmel.
他离开人们对他的欢呼。
He left the cheers of the people.
他离开了喧嚷的吵杂的一个环境。
He left a noisy environment.
虽然神已经应许要下雨了。
Even though the Lord has promised rain.
但是他还是要透过这个祷告来让这件事情实现。
But Elijah still had to pray so that this may be fulfilled.
这就让我们知道，让神的应许实现，跟我们的祷告常常是有直接的关系。
And this tells us that there is a direct relationship between our prayers and for something to be fulfilled.
因为我们相信神的应许，所以我们做这种虔诚的祷告。
Because we believe in the promise of God, so we have a prayer of totality.
所以信心是会让我们的祷告更加的诚恳的。
So prayer, let's make a more earnest prayer.
信心会让祷告更加的诚恳。
It makes our prayer more earnest.
那所以我们也可以看出来说，应许跟实现这个当中一定要有祷告。
And we see that between promise and fulfillment, there is prayer.
而且不是那种普普通通的祷告，是这种全人的祷告。
And it's not an ordinary prayer, but one of totality.
所以什么是全人的祷告？
And what is a prayer of totality?
第一个上了加密山。
First, he went up to Mount Carmel.
第二个将脸伏在两膝之中。
Second, he bowed down on the ground, put his face between his knees.
选择一个祷告的地点，这个常常是需要的。
We need to pick a place of prayer.
好，我们请看出埃及记十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第九节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 9.
第九节，摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。”明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
And Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go fight with the Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
摩西要耶稣亚带领人去跟亚玛利人征战。
Moses told Joshua to bring some men to fight with the Amalekites.
这是为神的征战。
This is a fight for God.
这是为了全以色列人的征战。
This is a fight for the Israelites.
所以这个征战应该会有神的帮助。
So, God should help them in this fight.
因为神应许以色列人在他们所行的路上会有神的带领，神的帮助。
Because God had promised them that on this road that they travel, God will guide and protect them.
现在遇到了敌人，当然要有神的帮助，会有神的帮助。
And now they face the enemy, so of course God would protect them.
那同样的，要这个应许实现，这个过程当中要有祷告。
So for this promise to be fulfilled, there must be prayer.
所以摩西对耶稣亚说：“明天我手里拿着神的杖，我要站在山顶上。”
And that is what Moses said. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
第十节，于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦、以户尔都上了山顶。
So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
在这里提到摩西上了山。
Here mentions that Moses went up to the top of the hill.
所以他能够很清楚地看到山底下的征战。
So he can see clearly the fight that's going on.
所以他在山顶上，在那边观看，在那边为百姓来举手。
So at the top of the hill, he is observing and he's praying with his hands raised up.
这个举手就代表着祷告。
And his arms raised up is his prayer.
祷告能够让我们看得清楚。
Prayer can let us see clearly.
选择一个安静的地方，让我们能够在祷告当中能够把事情看清楚。
We should choose a quiet place for prayer that in our prayer we can see things clearly.
好，我们再请看马可福音第一章。
Let's also turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 35.
这在描写主耶稣的生活。
It describes the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
三十五节，第二天早晨天还未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野的地方，在那里祷告。
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
神是无处不在的，所以我们随时随地都可以祷告。
God is everywhere, so we can pray anywhere.
但是有时候我们也要刻意的挑选一下时间跟地点。
But sometimes we need to choose the time and place.
这里主耶稣挑选的在天还没有亮的时候。
Here Jesus Christ chose a time long before daylight.
很有可能还有很多人都还在睡觉。
It's possible that most people are asleep.
在这里主耶稣选择了到一个旷野的地方。
And here Jesus Christ chose a solitary place.
在这样的时间，这样的地点，主耶稣做祷告。
He prayed in this time and this place.
我们再请看马可福音第六章。
Let's also turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音六章四十五节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 45.
四十五节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。
45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, where he sent the multitude away.
这个是主耶稣变饼给超过五千个人吃饱。
Jesus Christ had fed 5,000.
主耶稣在人群的当中。
Jesus Christ was amongst the crowd.
主耶稣行了一个神迹在众人的面前。
And he had performed a miracle in front of the multitude.
如果我们参考约翰福音第六章，我们就知道当时很多人希望耶稣做他们的王。
If we follow by reading John chapter 6, we can see that the multitude wanted to make Jesus Christ their king.
一定有人在那边欢呼高喊着做我们的王，我们永立你为王。
There must be people who are cheering and saying that they want him to become the king.
但是主耶稣差这个遣叫众人散开。
But Jesus Christ asked the multitude to depart.
他要有一个安静的时间。
He needed a time of
四十六节
Verse 46,
他既辞别了他们就往山上去祷告
And when he had sent them away he departed to the mountain to pray
为什么他要叫众人散开
Why did he send the multitude away
因为他要祷告
Because he wanted to pray
他离开人群他刻意的到山上去做祷告
He left the multitude and went up to the mountain to pray
所以要做一个深入的祷告全人的祷告，我们是要刻意的挑选一下时间跟地点。
So in order to have a prayer in depth, to have a prayer of totality, we have to pick the time and the place.
我们看这些古圣徒是这样子。
We see this is what the ancient saints had done.
我们看主耶稣也是这样子。
And this is what Lord Jesus Christ had done.
是的，随时随地都可以祷告。
Of course, we can pray anywhere, anytime.
但是如果我们要做特别的祷告，我们要刻意的来选一下时间跟地点。
But if we want to make a special prayer, we have to pick the time and the place.
我们再请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 6.
第六章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，主耶稣说：“你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。”
But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
这里主耶稣给我们一个对祷告的回应是百分之百的一个祷告。
Here, Jesus Christ lets us know a prayer.
就是百分 对祷告的回应是百分之百得到回应。
That's 100% response to prayer.
因为最后一句话说必然报答你。
Because it says that our Father will reward us.
那怎样的祷告天父一定垂听一定回应。
So what kind of prayer will God for sure respond to?
这里主耶稣说你祷告的时候要进入你的内屋。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ said, go into your room.
然后关上门。
Shut your door.
祷告你在暗中的父。
Pray to your Father who is in secret place.
因为神是灵是我们看不见的。
Because God is a spirit which we cannot see.
但是在祷告当中在这一种进内屋关上门的祷告当中神就在我们的当中。
But in our prayer, in the prayer where we're in our room and shutting the door,God is with us.
那这个能够有这种进内屋关上门的祷告，这个跟时间跟地点有关系。
And to have a prayer that's in our room with the door shut, it has to do with a time and a place.
离开了吵杂。
We depart from noise.
我们单独跟神来会面。
We meet with God one to one.
在今天的生活里头，有时候还真难找到这样的一个时间跟地点。
In our lives, oftentimes it's hard to find such time and place.
也因为这样子，我们也常常很珍惜在教会里头的这个祷告的时间。
And because of that, oftentimes we treasure our prayer in church.
这里就是我们的山上。
This is our mountain.
在这里我们就是进了内屋。
Here we have entered into our room.
那我们再专心一点，我们就可以关上这个心门。
And when we concentrate, we can close, shut the door behind us.
我们每一个个人自己来跟神独处。
And each of us speak to God one on one.
以利亚上了加密山，而且他这个栖身在地。
Elijah went up the mountain Carmel and he bowed down on the ground.
这就是前人的祷告。
This is a prayer of totality.
他的姿势是这个栖身在地。
His position is bowed down on the ground.
好，我们再看一下《列王记上》十八章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章四十二节。
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42.
四十二节，亚哈就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，栖身在地。将脸伏在两膝之中。
So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees.
所以他的脸是伏在两膝之中。
So his face was between his knees.
虽然是这样的一个姿态，但是他心中的眼睛是在仰望神。
Even though his position was like this, his eyes were toward God.
真的谦卑下来，才有办法真的看到神。
Only when we humble ourselves can we see God.
越是谦卑，越能够仰望神。
The more humble we become, the more we can look onto Jesus Christ.
越是谦卑，越能够来顺服神。
The more humble we are, the more we can obey God.
越是谦卑，越能够相信依靠神。
The more humble we are, the more we can rely and believe in God.
所以这个动作其实是一个态度。
So this position that we're in, it's our attitude.
所以前人的祷告跟态度有关系。
So a prayer of totality has to do with our attitude.
以利亚先知爱他的国家。
Elijah loved his country.
以利亚先知爱他的同胞。
Prophet Elijah loved his people.
他也知道在这几年里头，他的同胞是真的受苦。
He knew that his fellow countrymen had suffered the past few years.
虽然这是他们应当得到的惩罚。
Even though this was a punishment that they deserved.
但是因为爱，以利亚希望赶快下雨。
But because of his love, Elijah wanted the rain to come down quickly.
神已经应许了，我要让雨降在地上了。
God had promised that it will rain.
但是还差以利亚的最后的这一步。
And what was lacking was this final step from Elijah.
就是以利亚这种全人的祷告。
Which is the total prayer of totality from Elijah.
我们请参考一下《路加福音》十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
《路加福音》十八章第八节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
第七节。
From verse 7.
第七节，神显明昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍得多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗
？Verse 7, and shall God not avenge His own elect who cry out day and night to Him, though He bears long with them？
这一节的反映出来的意思就是说，神实在是要赶快的成全我们的祷告。
And what this is saying is that the God wants to fulfill our prayers quickly.
第八节，我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇见世上有信德吗
？Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
神是快快的要来成全我们的祷告。
God will answer our prayer speedily.
所以常常问题不是在神。
So oftentimes the problem does not lie with God.
问题是在我们，在我们的祷告。
It's on us and it's on our prayers.
以利亚先知他知道这样的一个实际的情形。
And Prophet Elijah knew this.
所以他会做出这样子的虔诚的祷告。
And that is why he made this prayer of totality.
他知道这是最后的一小步，但是是很重要的。
He knew that this was the final step. It's a small step, but it's very important.
最后的这一个祷告。
It's the final prayer.
可能时间不是很长。
Perhaps it might not have been a long prayer.
但是需要这种虔诚的祷告。
But they needed this prayer of totality.
所以态度，祷告的态度很重要。
So attitude in our prayer is very important.
常常我们也在生活当中，我们需要做这种特别的祷告。
In our daily lives, often we have to make this kind of special prayers.
这个祷告可能关乎我们个人的事情。
It might be things that's happening to us personally.
这个祷告可能是关乎我们的家庭。
It might have to do with our family.
甚至这个祷告可能关乎我们的教会。
Or it might be with our church.
今天我们是神的百姓。
Today we're citizens of God.
今天我们更是神的儿女。
We're also children of God.
做父母亲的，儿女的事情就是父母亲的事情。
For parents, what's happening to their children is happening to them.
今天我们的事情就是神的事情。
Today, what's happening to us is happening to God.
我们家庭的事情就是神的事情。
What's happening to our family is happening to God.
教会的事情就是神的事情。
What's happening to our church is happening to God.
神已经准备好了要来成全。
God has prepared that He will fulfill.
很有可能他在等那个最后那一步。
It's possible that he's just waiting for that one last step.
在等候着我们这种虔诚的祷告。
He's just waiting for the prayer of totality from us.
我们最后看路加福音十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第八节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 8.
第八节，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来。照他所需用的给他。
Verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
这也是一段主耶稣对祷告的教导。
Here is also a teaching on prayer from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣教导我们做这种特别的祷告，要有这样的态度跟心情。
Lord Jesus Christ tells us that to have this prayer of totality, we have to have this mentality.
情辞迫切的直求。
To be persistent in our asking.
那这个以上这两以利亚的祷告让我们来思考什么叫做虔诚的祷告。
So from the prayer of Elijah, we can ponder on the prayer of totality.
我觉得在伯恩教会的会堂里头，就是在山顶上。
This chapel of Bowen Park Church is like on the top of the mountain.
我们在一起来将时间分别出来来做祷告，我们就是在加密山上祷告。
We have set apart our time for prayer here. It is like praying on top of Mount Carmel.
那再来就是我们祷告的态度。
Second is our attitude in our prayer.
我们是不是像以利亚这样子栖身在地？
Are we like Elijah, bow down on the ground?
这个外在上的形态，重要的是要表达内心里头那个真正的态度。
This our appearance reflects what the true attitude in his heart.
哦，所以不是说我们一定要趴在地上。
So it's not to say that we have to be bound down on the ground.
如果我们这个膝盖不方便，我们也可以坐着。
If we have a knee problem, we can sit down.
但是要紧的，我们的态度。
But what's important is our attitude.
我们也可以从我们的言辞里头来表达出来。
And we can express through our words.
这里说，因他情辞迫切，就一定起来，照他所需用的给他。
Here it says that because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
我们现在就要来做祷告。
Now we're going to make a prayer.
我不晓得我们各位有没有什么特别的要做特别的祷告。
I don't know if you have anything that you need to pray especially for.
那我所能够提供给大家的，就是我们想一下以利亚的祷告。
And what I can provide is let us think about this prayer from Elijah.
可能就是剩下这最后的一小步。
Perhaps all that remains is this one last step.
献上我们全然的祷告。
To offer our prayer of totality.
神必定垂听，神必定成全。
God will listen and God will fulfill His promise.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
我们来做全然的祷告。
Let's make a prayer of totality.